We turn now to the intersection of Massachusetts Avenue and Malkinacast Boulevard in Boston. Despite efforts last year to transition people to stable housing, provide addiction services, and clean up the area, tents have returned there, although advocates say they're not nearly as widespread as before. The area, known often as Mass and Cass, is one of several subjects in a documentary called Tipping the Pain Scale. And that documentary is making its Boston premiere tonight at the Boston Public Library. With us now to talk more about it, Jeff Riley, director of the film, and Brendan Little, who's a former policy director for the Mayor's Office of Recovery Services and featured in the documentary. Jeff, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
And Brendan, welcome back to you too.
Thank you so much.
So, Jeff, I'm going to start with you. The documentary features multiple communities, notably Boston and Philly, also multiple individuals, everyone from Boston Mayor Marty Walsh, former Boston Mayor Marty Walsh, now Labor Secretary, to L.A. Raiders football player Darren Waller. Did you set out to include Boston in this film? And if so, why?
We did. When we first, my producer, Greg Williams, and the other producer, Tim Grant, when we first started talking about this project, we knew that we wanted to do something on a wide scale and cover a lot of ground, so to speak, around the country and show what different people were doing. And we were, you know, Secretary Walsh, when he was the mayor of Boston, what he was doing, we all were aware of, and we were really blown away by that.
Which so is him we being wanted, transparent about being a recovering alcoholic.
Yeah, and having city services that help treat people that are struggling with substance use disorder and mental health, which is not the case in many other cities. So, but yes, his openly talking about his recovery is just amazing. So yes, we knew we wanted to feature him in the film, and then as we started, you know, talking to people like Brendan and starting to just do some research, we found Officer De La Rosa, and then it really just kind of expanded from there.
So Officer Josh De La Rosa also features into the documentary. He was a response officer at the service center who began to use his skills at really good at cutting hair as a barber to increase his outreach. So I'm going to bring Brendan into the conversation here. And Brendan, I want to play a clip that we kind of thought summarized the main theme of the film.
The story is being told as the physical pain crisis led to the opioid crisis, when the real story is that the emotional pain crisis has always been leading to a drug crisis. It's just been a different drug. And so if we really want to get to the root, we have to get to the root of all the pain, not just the physical pain.
So, Brendan, we've talked to you a few times on the show within the last year about the attempts at response, the service center, the move to stable housing, et cetera. Are we here in Boston doing a better job at a whole person approach? And is that what the advocate there in that clip is talking about, is a whole person approach?
Yes, I believe that we're doing a better job. I think that increasingly the city's getting smarter and more creative around offering harm reduction and recovery services for people in Boston, especially at Mass and Cass. However, there's always more work to do, always. But I really, one of the reasons why I was so excited about this film is because Jeff and Greg are known within the recovery world. I'm in recovery myself, about covering this topic humanely, smartly. So many documentaries are really exploitive or only focus on a small piece of the issue. And I think that they're asking the right questions about, like, where is the pain coming from? And they're also covering this issue with dignity, which I think sometimes can be rare.
So, Jeff, and we're speaking with, that was just Brendan Little you heard, former policy director for the Mayor's Office for Recovery Services, also speaking with Jeff Riley, director and co-producer of Tipping the Pain Scale, a documentary about addiction support and recovery in which Boston figures largely. Jeff, I'll come back to you here. While I was watching the documentary, I was having a conversation with you in my head, Jeff, because there's a lot of dates in the documentary, and much of your emphasis really leads up into what I would say I picked up from the Philadelphia portion of the documentary is into the early COVID days. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay. So the piece that I was talking to you in my head is we then had such challenges at the intersection of Malkinacast Boulevard and Massachusetts Avenue in 2020, 2021, 2022, COVID, of course, being a complicating factor in all of that. Does it change how you feel about the way you featured Boston and the Engagement Center and Mayor Walsh that we then struggled in a pretty profound way in the years after you rapped on this?
Sure, it does. But it's also, it's part of the deal in some ways, because like Brendan says, there's always work to be done. And things are always changing and shifting. I mean, that was obviously an unprecedented time. And, you know, handling anything for, I think, any city was probably challenging. But yeah, sure. It is. It can be tough because you make the film and then it's done and then things shift. And you just kind of have to observe and try to move forward as best you can. And we try to continue to just tell these stories and shine a hopeful light on the things that people are doing to help others.
And what kind of feedback from Boston have you received?
You know, it's not a ton, to be honest. This is the first time we're showing the film to specifically in Boston and to a Boston crowd. So I think I'll get some tonight. But the people that we have shown the film to from Boston have all responded positively, and people seem to like it.
So, Brendan, it's a little unusual to play sound of somebody to themselves, but I'm going to do that here with another set of cuts from Tipping the Pain Scale.
People worried about the stigma of it. I don't care. People don't think. If people want to think differently, I mean, that's fine. I mean, all I know is that my life is unbelievable because I was able to get into recovery.
When I was starting out my professional career, I felt like my past, my substance use history, was a stain on my character. I felt like I had to hide it or be ashamed of it in some way. And now I can use it as an asset because I have leadership at the top. You can own that and be upfront about it.
So, of course, first we heard former Boston Mayor Marty Walsh and now Labor Secretary. And Brendan, there was a moment when Mayor Walsh is sworn in as Labor Secretary, where as somebody who's covered him, I stepped back and went, oh, yeah, right. There's this other arc that he was very public about. Mm-hmm. But we had come to fully understand him and accept him as an elected leader, the mayor of Boston, and you know, a rising star, somebody going to the Biden administration. How much have we changed as a collective community here in our attitudes towards those who are in recovery and are being transparent about it?
Yeah, I think that that's how change happens. I think sometimes it happens and you don't even realize it. And I think that I remember the early days of Mayor Walsh's campaign when he was just a candidate, you know, where it was, you know, people would say to me like, oh, what if he gets into office? You know, what if he goes on a bender and relapses? And, you know, there was a lot of stigmatized language even then. But I think we've come a lot farther. I think that there's more people who are openly recovery running for office and in public roles. So I think that we're getting there. But one thing I wanted to add something to your COVID question earlier about how challenging things got. Of course, it got so challenging and it was brutal in so many ways. But there was a silver lining in that, you know, the low threshold housing for people, that was something that they needed to do out of necessity to isolate people because of COVID. So I think that even though COVID presented so many challenges, there were some policy ideas or some changes that were more innovative that we've been asking for a long time that we were able to experiment with because of COVID.
And for listeners, low threshold housing, meaning you don't have to meet a bunch of other requirements. You don't have to be sober, for example, first. Low threshold means cross the threshold into housing. We deal with everything else later. Is that
exactly
fair?
Yep.
All right. Again, we're speaking with, we just heard Brendan Little. We're also speaking with Jeff Riley, who's one of the producers and director of Tipping the Pain Scale. It's streaming now on Apple TV Plus and other sources, but premiering at the Boston Public Library tonight. Jeff, I'm going to turn back to you, and I'm actually going to play a little sound from a community outreach volunteer in Philly here.
So for me, harm reduction is meeting people where they are and making sure that they have clean works, making sure they understand the outbreaks that are happening and how we can prevent that, making sure people use safely, giving them tips on not to use alone, Narcan training, all of these things that is necessary for our people who are using.
That's community outreach volunteer Roz Picardo there. She's working in Philly's Kensington neighborhood. I bring that in because I wonder, Jeff, how often in doing this were you surprised or did you discover some new approach or new way of thinking that changed your mind? Obviously, you were well educated and read into this subject when you started this process.
Yeah. You know, there wasn't anything new that sort of surprised me, but in doing the research and preparing for this, and, you know, Roz is talking about supplying people. Basically, there's people that are still actively using, but they're trying to reach them. And it's about being compassionate, and it's, we'll meet you where you're at, but we won't leave you there. And so exploring how profound an effect that can have on people, and then down to having overdose prevention centers where people can use safely, using clean needles and things like that, because it does lead to so many other health problems that just add to problems for the person struggling and other things to overcome. So really what it did is it just helped reaffirm things. And, you know, I gathered sort of more ammunition as far as information, because some people hear that and they're pretty taken aback by it. And they think you're quote unquote enabling them. And then you discover that, no, really you're gaining the trust of the person. And then from there you can take steps to maybe, if they need housing or if they need other kinds of health care, or if they want to get into recovery and stop using, then they trust you, because, you know, you weren't judging them.
Brendan, I see you nodding a lot there. We have a little less than a minute left. What is, I don't know, for lack of a better phrase, the rallying cry that a documentary like this is asking us to use?
Yeah, I think that what's helpful about this documentary is it zooms out a little bit. You know, I was part of a delegation from Boston when I was at the city that traveled to Philadelphia and toward Kensington. And, you know, wherever you go, there you are. The commonalities are so similar to Mass and Cass. So I think that it's important for us not to think about a public safety approach versus public health, South End versus Roxbury. Sometimes we get so in the weeds. It can be really helpful to see that this is a common problem that's facing our country, and we just need to be more empathetic and knowledgeable about each other's humanity collectively.
All right. Brendan Little, former policy director for the Mayor's Office of Recovery Services and featured in Tipping the Pain Scale. We've also had Jeff Riley, director and one of the producers. There is a premiere of Tipping the Pain Scale here in Boston tonight at the Boston Public Library. You can find out more at boston.gov. And the documentary is streaming on several sources now, including Apple Plus TV. Brendan, thank you. And Jeff, thanks to you, too.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. We appreciate you.